Hi, this is Pastor Russ with a Daily Dose for March 5th. Numbers 5, 11 to 31, what to do in cases of jealousy. Ever felt the raw power of jealousy? People afflicted by it aren't very happy folks, either the one filled with jealousy or the person getting the vibes of the jealous one. If left unchecked, jealousy can erupt in violence, verbal assault, distrust, and brokenness. Yet here, among the people of God, Israel, jealousy was to be handled in a very interesting and healthy fashion. First, a jealous person was not to deal with his or her jealousy on his own. If a husband suspected his wife of unfaithfulness, he could not just play the part of the jealous lover and act on his suspicions in a bad way. Even that strong of a passion had to be corralled and yielded to an authority outside of himself. He had to resolve his jealous feelings with God's help. He was to take his feelings to the priest and have those feelings weighed and investigated before the Lord. God would reveal the truth. If the suspicious husband was a jealous fool, he would no longer be able to hold those feelings toward his wife with any sort of legitimacy, nor would she have to live under the cloud of his suspicions. If she was fooling around, that would be revealed by the one who sees everything that we try to hide. Could you apply this principle to other strong passions of your heart, especially the negative ones? Whenever you're overwhelmed with some strong emotions, don't hold on to it. Take it to the Lord. Find a trusted, spirit-filled friend and ask him or her to hold you accountable to the Lord to deal with those feelings God's way. Don't ever try to act on your own in passions of the heart. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.